It's time to return to Haunted Heartland on MavRadio.fm. Throw the switch, generic sounding assistant!
Yes, Master. Right away, Master.
All right. Anybody else need to change your pants?
Because I sure do. Master.
All right.
I'm afraid I soiled my vestment.
My goodness. All right, you guys. Welcome back to Haunted Heartland. If you have not been listening the past hour, then you are missing out. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, my goodness.
And
what a show. What a show we have for you.
We have gone from being in a cemetery to a squirrel.
to a squirrel. Yes, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are squirrels jail. In the cemetery, Melissa. But
maybe
it was a jail that that we went to. Yes, the squirrel cage because squirrel cage. It's what circular. You say to a squirrel is what you said,
and then there was
a pause.
That's because
was a pause.
I want a dramatic effect.
Dramatic effect.
A haunted squirrel. You didn't let me. A haunted squirrel.
I wonder what that would sound like. Beck, Beck, you thief of mine of. I won't say that on the air. No, that probably wouldn't go well.
All right,
but anyway, back!
I want to remind people that we actually, if you guys are on the Tweeter or Twitter or the bird thing the Twitter bird.
The twarp?
The Twitter. We actually have a hashtag going right now. It is hashtag Haunted Heartland. So if you like what you're hearing right now, go ahead and give us a hashtag. But remember, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And
that's the Twitter sound effect.
Well,
right
yeah,
there.
I think it's great. That's the Twitter bird.
Yes, Twitter civility. So be nice on Twitter. All have sensitive feelings.
Are you guys ready for some more gore and some ghosts and some goblins and just straight up people who have been murdered and are now ghosts? Well, too bad because this next story is not anything related to that.
What?
So our haunted segments, our haunted segments have been an adrenaline rush thus far. But let's take it back, you know, on a subtle side. Of Halloween, as reporter Layla Ashouri takes us to Valla's Pumpkin Patch to give our scare a break and embrace family traditions.
No pumpkins, no caramel apples, and no fall activities. That was what life was like in South Sudan for Noke Duma's parents. After immigrating to Seattle, they saw it as an opportunity to raise their future children with American traditions. At first, the Dumba family satisfied their fall seasons by picking beaten down and dying pumpkins outside of grocery stores. When the Dumbas decided to move to Omaha 10 years ago, they did not know their fall season would change for the better. On the foundation of Valla's Pumpkin Patch, Noke and her family finally got a taste of the fall season and never let it go. Families and friends from all over Nebraska traveled to Valla's Pumpkin Patch, located in Gretna, to start off the fall season, but most importantly, to build traditions.
I really love the atmosphere. It's a great place to take your family, and there's lots of fun activities to do.
Valla's holds events like the Pigtucky Derby pig races, pumpkin eating dragon show, stunt dog show, magic and live entertainment, and character pancake breakfast, of course, every year. Many new attractions have been added to Valla's to celebrate 30 years of operation. Even with the new additions, Noke says the old mainstays remain her favorite.
My favorite thing to do is probably go on hayback rides and pick pumpkins, and I love watching the pig races and just watching, you know, everybody walk around and stuff and see how happy everybody is, and they have really good food and their caramel apples are like the best.
The owner and creator of Valla's Pumpkin Patch, Tim Valla, recounts the hayrack ride, one Noke enjoys the most.
So the hayrack ride takes you out to the pumpkin patch where they're actually still on the vines. And people can go walk through the patch or the farm fields and pick their own. And everyone has their own idea of what is the, you know, the nice looking pumpkin is.
The hayrack ride takes 15 minutes down and back. Each year, Valla's rotates the field so that people travel a different path than the year before. With 400 acres to care for, Valla can't do it himself. His wife Jan and his three daughters provide their own set of skills and labor. In addition to family, they hired 680-plus employees to make Valla's magic possible. Like all ideas, Valla had to begin small and work his way up to complete the idea.
Obviously, the big difference is, you know, going from a one person to almost 700 people. And so just the growth along with all the activities we're doing and everything we've added, so there's a huge difference.
Valla graduated from Nebraska Wesleyan University with an English degree. The idea of starting a pumpkin patch came to him as a random thought. One difference with that random thought was that it was family-oriented, began as a family operation, and still remains a family operation, even with the larger numbers involved. The family-oriented atmosphere is a huge factor for returning and new customers.
We kind of talk about making magical moments and magical memories for the families because they're bringing their kids out. And what's kind of neat now is we're in that second generation, so a lot of the families that are coming out, they came out as kids, and now they got married and have kids of their own, and now they're bringing their kids out. And so it becomes a real fall tradition.
The beautiful part of traditions are the memories created and shared from the individual parts, contributing to making the fall season enjoyable.
Fall has a special feel to it. To me, it's about going out and picking pumpkins and, you know, finding that special one, the right one with the right size and everything, and carving it, and just that sensation and the feel that that's yours. It's just really great.
Slowly, the wagon is bumping along the wood chip filled ground, Noke inhaling the crisp fall air circulating around her. As she sits atop the hay with a freshly oozing caramel apple in hand, she wonders what sort of pumpkin she will bring home this year. For MavRadio.fm, I'm Layla Ashuri.
All right.
What a charming story. Thank you very much for that.
My heart was all a flutter.
My heart is now as warm as the apple cider that I just drank, ladies and gentlemen. Warm and fuzzy and smelling strongly of cinnamon.
I think this warm story slowed my heart rate down a little bit.
Yes, I'm calm.
I needed that.
I'm calm. My pants are dry.
All right.
Speak
for yourself, but yeah.
All right.
All right, Layla. So we have Layla at Valla's Pumpkin Patch. Layla, can you describe the scene to us right now? What's going on out there?
Hi, guys.
How are you, Layla?
Well, I'm actually a little surprised that it's kind of busy on a Tuesday night. But I guess I'm more surprised because I've never been to a pumpkin patch before, so this is a whole new experience for me, but there's a lot of families out with their kids, and I guess there's no school for them since they're out here.
Right, so when is a good time to visit Valla's? Tuesday night, obviously, but when would be the perfect time to visit?
Well, I talked to Tim Valla about this. He said that the perfect time to go is on the weekends, even though that's like the busiest time, but he says a lot of people show up, so it's a very family oriented atmosphere, and other families thrive off of other families, you know.
Right. Well, how much is the admission charge?
Sorry, what?
What are they charging to let you in? How much for one person, as opposed to a family?
Well, they charge. There's a discount. Mondays through Thursdays for $10.42, I believe.
Well, that would explain why they're all out here on a Tuesday. My goodness, what a discount that is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What else
makes this so appealing to families? If this is the ultimate Halloween atmosphere for families, is it what makes it that way?
I think it's because the staff are very friendly, and they have so many people working here that you just run into them and they're gonna welcome you with warm arms, I guess you could say.
Is it just kind of based for kids, or is there some adult things to do out there as well?
Sorry, what?
Is it mainly just kid oriented, or are there some things that adults can do, or is it just mainly just for parents
for the
taking
kiddies.
Their kids? Yeah.
I think most of it is for kids, and I guess they do have some adult activities too, but I guess it depends on the adult.
If you're a kid at heart, you'll be right at home at Valla's. Is that right, Layla?
Yeah, you would enjoy Valla's if you're a kid at heart.
All right, thank you very much, Layla. Have yourself some apple cider, and thank you for that cozy story.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, what a warm interlude here on the Haunted Heartland show, but I'm afraid that the sense of calm and ease we've just perpetuated was only a brief eye of the storm, And now we begin to go out into the mist of the netherworld once more. After the commercials, we shall take you to your favorite haunted theater and we'll show you the most horrifying films ever put to celluloid. Of course, this being radio, you can't see them, but use your imagination. Listen as we bring them to you. All this and more when the Haunted Heartland Show returns on KVNO 90.7 HD2, Omaha's True College!